You're on ESPC's podcast updates. My name is Anna, and today we're here with ESPC's Executive Director, Chris Merrill. And Chris will be updating us on the Revenue Committee meeting this past week, November 2019.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, the Joint Interim Revenue Committee met in Cheyenne on November 11th and 12th. And one of the biggest topics of this meeting was the proposed Medicaid expansion bill. And this is something that people who follow Wyoming legislation and politics know this has been a hot topic in the state for several years now, ever since the passage of the Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. And now, where does ESPC stand in regards to the Medicaid expansion? Are we supporting it? Are we not supporting it?
Yeah, we absolutely support expanding Medicaid in Wyoming. The idea is that the Affordable Care Act allows states to expand Medicaid to adults who are living below 138% of the federal poverty level. And that's like a super specific number. But the point is, the problem that they're trying to address with that is there is a big group of people nationwide who don't make much money, but they don't qualify for Medicaid, but they don't make enough money to purchase health insurance on the exchange. And the idea is to extend it to 138% because that should close most of that gap for most people. And the same thing is true in Wyoming. It's a social safety net that also happens to be a really good deal for the people of Wyoming.
Yeah, so what good deals could Wyoming have economically if we were to pass Medicaid expansion?
So the beauty of it is that 90% of the cost is covered by federal money. And so the state would have to pay for 10% of it, and that's the Department of Health estimates that that's roughly $18 million over the next 2 years, okay?
So we would have 2 years to pay about $18 million on our side, correct?
Correct, and then we would get from the federal government $136 million to come back into the state. Now, the reason I say that's a good deal is because otherwise, we're all federal taxpayers. Those of us who work in this state, we pay tax to the federal government. And if we don't take advantage of Medicaid expansion in this way, then we don't get the return of some of those federal taxes that we pay back to the state. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to leave that money on the table.
Absolutely.
If you can afford to put 10%. In your 10%. And we think the state absolutely can afford it for a lot of reasons. And because it comes along with savings in several different ways.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
This concept has had a lot of general support in Wyoming since the passage of the Affordable Care Act. And the reason being is because for example, the Wyoming Hospitals Association, the association that represents Wyoming physicians, all the medical businesses in Wyoming, they support this because otherwise there's a lot of uncompensated care that happens. Mm-hmm. So if you don't qualify for Medicaid right now and you can't afford to purchase health insurance, oftentimes you don't get preventative care. You wait until it's an emergency, and then you go to the emergency department, which is the most expensive way to get health care. And that money, that care is, they call it uncompensated care because people can't afford to pay for it. And so this cost shifting happens.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to debt. Is what I'm hearing.
Well, so either people go into debt, or in a lot of cases, the hospital just does not collect on the care.
Oh, wow.
And so folks who have insurance end up paying a little more because of that. This is supposed to help address that issue. It doesn't solve all the problems, but it certainly helps alleviate some of this problem because it gives people access to preventative care, to primary care with a physician or access to like a nurse practitioner. When you don't have people aren't able to get preventative care, the costs in general go up for everybody. And so it's not only a good deal in terms of the federal government paying for 90% of it, but it's also a good deal in that it should help alleviate a lot of these extra costs in Wyoming.
Absolutely. And so, you know, Medicaid expansion sounds like the deal of the century, but what do the opponents have to say? You know, if they were listening in right now, what are some points they may bring up?
Yeah, so people who oppose it usually have a few different reasons. One is they worry that the federal government is not going to continue covering 90%. That's an easy thing to address in legislation. The good news is, because you can just write that into the law. You can say, if the federal government's contribution goes below 90%, then that nullifies this this legislation.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of an escape hatch to address that concern. So the concern would be that the federal government does not continue at that level. Now, as the law is written, the Affordable Care Act, it's 90% into perpetuity. But you can.
What does that mean?
It means, so initially, the federal government covered 100% of Medicaid expansion for the first year or two, and then it dropped down gradually to 90%. And then it would stay at 90% until and unless that law is changed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's one of the concerns, and that's how you could address that concern. There are also opponents of Medicaid expansion who say we simply can't afford it. That's an interesting conversation to have, especially in the context of the coal industry declining in Wyoming and revenues to the state.
Yeah, our economy's not looking too great in the next few years.
Well, and we've relied on coal and natural gas and oil, you know, severance taxes and royalties to fund the bulk of government services for a very long time, since, you know, the early 1980s. And so that's certainly part of the context here. However, it's not as simple as this simple price tag because you can shift some of the costs that we're currently paying for through the Department of Health to the Medicaid expansion. And anyway, most folks who look at the numbers agree that it's a pretty good deal for Wyoming, but there is a concern about the spending. We think that it's well worth the expenditure to invest $18 million over a biennium to receive $136 million of federal monies coming back into Wyoming to help provide the social safety net. It seems affordable and the right thing to do. And it also, we believe, will help our small town hospitals and our regional hospitals to address the problem of uncompensated care. Opponents, you often hear testimony at these meetings about how this is socialized medicine.
Yeah, and what does socialized medicine mean? Does it mean more than just Medicaid expansion? What would that look like in Wyoming?
You know, we're nowhere near socialized medicine. The literal definition of socialized medicine is the government controlling the entire industry in terms of the healthcare, providing the healthcare, and then paying for the healthcare. And we don't live in that world.
That can seem scary to a lot of people here in Wyoming, too. So.
Right, but that's not what this is. This is a real-world solution to a problem that exists with our current our current system. I'm not going to argue that our current system is perfect or great. It's nowhere near that. It's totally flawed. But we have to live in the real world, and we have to try to address the problems that we have before us. And this is part of a solution to help address the problems. You know, we have a lot of problems.
Totally.
Rural health care is super expensive, and that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in a densely populated area, as a medical provider, you do more volume.
Yeah.
And that helps bring prices down, you know. And we have long distances to travel. It's just more expensive here.
Totally. We have unique problems in Wyoming, and we need a unique solution, which this could be a good solution to a big part of the problem.
Yeah, and Medicaid expansion is something that so far, since the Affordable Care Act passed, 37 states, including Washington, D.C., have availed themselves of. So 37 states in Washington, D.C. have opted in.
Oh, wonderful.
And
so more than half the country.
Well, yeah, only 14 states have not. Wyoming is one of those states. And the concerns, I think, or the objections to it mainly have to do with objections to the Affordable Care Act itself, which people like to call Obamacare, and with the concept of providing health care to people who don't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who believe that that's not the government's role, and that the government should not be in the business of helping people who can't afford health care to purchase insurance. There are people who believe that a free market would better serve the community. Those are all debatable points, but like I said, we're just trying to work within the system we have and deal with the problems that we have. And when it comes to ESPC, we think it makes a ton of sense to have a social safety net. It makes a ton of sense to take advantage of this program to help hospitals, especially, and our, you know, small town doctors and regional hospitals. And we're just trying to do the best we can within the system we have.
Chris, so in your mind, what is the connection between the collapse of Wyoming's coal industry and Medicaid expansion?
Right. So the decline of the coal industry has happened way faster than just about anybody predicted, by the way. You know, energy producers are moving away from coal, retiring coal-fired power plants way faster than at least the leadership in Wyoming expected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly due to the fact that natural gas is cheaper and pollutes less.
Oh, is that? I did not know that.
Yeah, and so natural gas-fired generation, electrical generation has replaced a lot of that. And then the costs of renewables just keep coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's demand for renewable energy, and there's demand for cleaner energy, and the demand for coal is going away. So the world and the United States power grid is moving away from coal. This is a crisis in Wyoming.
Absolutely.
We've relied on coal especially to be the steady, the stable, beating heart of revenues.
King.
Well, it's been the beating heart of the revenue stream for Wyoming. We don't have an income tax in Wyoming. We have relied on these industries to fund government services, like education especially. And so this is not your normal bust. Coal is going away forever, and that means massive layoffs. That means Wyoming is in transition. And this is especially the time when you need a social safety net.
Absolutely.
You know, if you want people to stay in the state, and if you want people to transition to new jobs, and you want to be able to create new economic opportunities, you can't have an exodus.
A
mass exodus from the state. And also, these are our neighbors. These are our friends in the community. We're all in this together. That's why you have a social safety net. And that's why you want, especially in times of transition like this, to have a robust social safety net so people don't become bankrupt from medical
bills. Awesome. Well, thanks, Chris, for that update. We really appreciate it. And for everyone else out there listening, feel free to drop a question or a comment down below, and we'll try to get to it on next week's episode.
Thanks, Anna.